Senate advances Republican megabill in procedural vote. The Senate advanced the latest version of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in a procedural vote on June 28, clearing the way for floor debate on the substance of the sweeping megabill and moving Republicans one step closer to delivering on key parts of President Donald Trump's second-term agenda. The bill advanced in a vote of 51-49, with enough Republican holdouts joining party leaders to avoid the need for Vice President J.D. Vance's tie-breaking vote and to push the measure forward despite lingering concerns about some of its provisions. Senators Susan Collins and Josh Hawley, two pivotal holdouts, said Saturday that they would vote to advance the megabill, pointing to revisions unveiled by party leaders on Friday that addressed some of their earlier objections. Collins said she was supporting the motion to proceed out of respect for Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who is pressed for the bill's swift consideration, but warned that she still has substantial reservations and intends to introduce several amendments in an effort to reshape the legislation. Hawley, who had previously objected to proposed Medicaid cuts, told reporters Saturday that he would back not only the motion to proceed, but also final passage of the bill. He credited his decision to new language in the updated bill that delays implementation of changes to the federal cap on Medicaid provider taxes, a provision he said would ultimately bring more federal funding to Missouri's Medicaid program over the next 4 years. The provider tax, or provider assessment, is a fee states charge hospitals to help fund Medicaid. While the House bill kept the federal cap at 6% of providers' revenue, the Senate version would lower it to 3.5%, but the reduction would be phased in gradually. Hawley and several other Republicans warned that cutting the cap too quickly could strain hospitals and reduce Medicaid coverage, and said the Senate's delay of those changes was key to winning his support. Senator Tim Sheehy, who had threatened to vote no, agreed Saturday to support the motion to proceed after receiving assurances from Republican leaders that Section 50301, a provision directing the Interior Department to sell certain federal lands, would either be removed through a floor amendment or struck from the bill by the Senate parliamentarian under the Byrd rule if deemed non-compliant with budget reconciliation rules. The controversial language, championed by Senator Mike Lee, would require the Interior Department to identify between 0.25 and 0.5% of Bureau of Land Management lands for sale, focusing on parcels near developed areas suitable for housing. Protected lands like national monuments and wilderness areas would be excluded, and sales would be limited to areas within 5 miles of towns with at least 1,000 residents. Though narrower than earlier proposals rejected by the parliamentarian, the provision remains contentious, drawing warnings from conservation groups and lawmakers such as Sheehy, who said it could set a dangerous precedent for privatizing public lands. Senators Rand Paul and Tom Tillis voted no on the procedural motion, underscoring ongoing divisions within the GOP. Paul objected to the bill's provision raising the debt limit by $5 trillion. Tillis said he cannot support the bill because it contains significant changes to Medicaid that would be devastating to North Carolina. Saturday's successful procedural vote followed the release of an updated version of the bill on June 27, which made multiple changes to comply with Senate reconciliation rules and to address disagreements among Republicans, though significant disputes remain ahead of the Senate's expected marathon amendment session, known as a Votorama. Trump, during an event at the White House on June 26, highlighted the tax cuts and immigration funding efforts included in the bill, describing it as one of the most important pieces of legislation in the history of our country. The legislative package will secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream, the president said. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said earlier that day that Trump expects the bill to reach his desk by July 4th, and Thune has set the same deadline for the Senate to pass it. What's in the bill? The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, revised by Senate Republicans on June 27 and spanning nearly 1,000 pages, is designed to cement Trump's second-term tax and spending goals. One of its major provisions raises the cap on state and local tax deductions from $10,000 to $40,000 through 2029, before reverting to the lower limit, though the higher cap phases out for individuals earning above $500,000. It also fulfills Trump's campaign pledge to end taxes on tips, excluding up to $25,000 in tip income for individuals earning under $150,000, with the benefit reduced for higher earners. The bill proposes significant changes to clean energy policy, terminating tax credits for electric vehicles after September 2025 and accelerating the end of clean energy incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act, including credits for wind, solar, and hydrogen production. The measure eliminates fines for automakers who fail to meet certain fuel economy standards for model years not yet subject to penalty notices and introduces a new tax exemption for interest paid on auto loans for U.S.-built vehicles, up to $10,000 annually, phasing out for those earning above $100,000. The Senate draft increases funding for rural hospitals to $25 billion between 2028 and 2032. And proposes a gradual reduction in the cap on Medicaid provider taxes from 6% to 3.5% over several years. Further, the legislation eliminates the $200 tax stamp required for purchasing firearm silencers and short-barrel rifles, and it drops earlier proposals to force the U.S. Postal Service to remove electric vehicles and charging infrastructure from its fleet after those measures were ruled out of order under Senate reconciliation rules. Preliminary budget estimates suggest the bill could add between $3.5 trillion and $4.5 trillion to federal borrowing over the next decade, depending on final negotiations over tax cuts and spending provisions.